Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Peah. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. Says in the Mishnah, Klal Amru BePeah, that they gave a klal, they gave a basic rule when it comes to Peah, and that is Klal Amru BePeah Kol Shu Ochel VeNishmar VeGidul Min HaAretz ULeKitaso KaAchas UMachnis LeKiyum Chayiv BePeah. That in order for something to be Chayiv in Peah, it has to meet what is it? Four criteria. It has to be Ochel. It has to be a food, meaning it has to be Nishmar. That's criteria number two. Is Nishmar. It has to be something that's guarded as opposed to something that's hefker that you leave totally unguarded. Number three, it has to be gidulav min ha'aretz. It has to be something that grows from the ground as opposed to like mushrooms and things like that that grow just from the moisture of the atmosphere. It has to be, right, you could grow mushrooms on carpet, on the wall, and whatever. And ulikitaso ka'achas, quality number four is it needs to be something that's likitaso ka'achas, which means as opposed to, let's say, figs and things like that grow on trees that you pick when as they ripen, and it's not like one harvest season of all the figs. And umachnisa lakim, it has to be something that you can keep in storage for a while, as opposed to vegetables which go bad very quickly. So when you have all those five criteria, then chayiv bepeya, such crops are chayiv in peya. Vatvua vakitnius bechal zeh. And by the way, if you want to know what fits these criteria, tavua and kitnius fit this criteria. Grain and beans fit this criteria. So the Tosfos points out, Kasuv Rav kishi yishlamu b'hem kol ha'tanaim halalu v'cheinim divrei Rambam v'divrei teimehim davadei shenishlamu b'hem kol ha'tanaim. Says, you know, the Bar Tanur says tavua and kitnius fit this criteria if they do, meaning tavua and kitnius are included in peah if they fit all these five criteria. So he says, I don't understand, why do you have to say that? It's the nature of tavua and kitnius, of grain and beans, to fit these five criteria. So a little bit difficult to understand why it would even need to be said. If you look in Tosfos Rebbe Kiviger on the concept of gidul of min ha'aretz, Tosfos points out, the Rebbe Kiviger points out that Tosfos in Nidah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph writes the kamo de magia shas brachos taf mem beis tani al davar sheinu yonek min ha'aretz hachinami tzrichin l'tanya lis the kan v'masisin v'yonek min ha'aretz to b'zev mayit shaper k'meinu pitchos to mir barabu me'ara v'lo yanki, that gidul min ha'aretz doesn't just mean that it grows from the ground, it has to be that it's not that it's being yonik from the aretz, because in echnami kamein and pitrios mushrooms also grow from the ground, they come out of the ground, but that's not where they get their yonika from. Their yonika only comes from the atmosphere. So that's why it should be the girsa says Rabbi Kiviger should be yonik min aretz, based on Tosfos Maseches Nida correcting a girsa to being about yonik. What about lekitaso ke'echad? The Bar Tanur point out that it's the mu'ute te'ena, right? As opposed to figs that grow in a tree where there's not one harvesting season, you take it off of the tree as needed. So mizek kashali, says the Tosfos Rebbe Kiviger, divrei Tosfos brachos daf lamed hei, that Tosfos writes that kol shivas aminim are chayiv in peah, and all the ilanos, and the same is true for all other ilanos. Well, that's not true, says Rebbe Kiviger. Te'ena is not chayiv in peah, and it's one of the shivas aminim. So he says, I later found that the Pnei Yeshua asked the same kasha, and he points out that Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis is also soser what Tosfos writes in Maseches Brachos. He says that only Tirosh and Yitzar has a chiyuv in peah. Sounds like other fruits from trees do not have a chiyuv in peah. So that's Rabbi Kiviger just points out from our Mishnah, it sounds like anything that grows on a tree, particularly te'inim, would not have a chiyuv peah. Whereas Tosfos seems to say that it does have a chiyuv in peah when it's one of the shivas aminim. I just noticed that the Tosfos on Sheshem on the bottom of the page, you know, when the Mishnah gave the klal at the end, that hatvus vakitnius bichlal zed, the tvus and kitnius are included in the chiv of peah, and the Bar Tanur said if they fit all the criteria. So in the Tosfos on Sheshem he writes yesh lahafli al rabzal, we should ask a peladik akasha on the Bar Tanur eichlo shasli boliros shikimat rubam kikulam shalatayim shemishasenu einan gam bitvua the kidneys behechrich v'chiyuv, that most of the tanaim, all of the tanaim in the Mishnah fit tvu and kidneys. The mishkachos b'tvu v'kidneys shalom v'yushlish tivadi p'tur mipeishin and ochel v'alvagav dekotzer l'shachas enu mafsik l'peyad chashvina la'aschalto d'ktsira avel katzir atzmo v'adei patru kiven d'lo havi ochel v'atzit she'enu nakov she'enu karet v'lo karin v'esadcha lo mechayv afilu b'tvu v'kidneys. He says, you know, it happens to be a lot of the tanaim in the Mishnah don't even apply to tvu and kidneys. Don't necessarily have to apply to tvu and kidneys, because a lot of times you can grow tvu and kidneys in a flower pot, or you can harvest tvu and kidneys before it's edible. So it's not an ochel at that point. So he says that even though then maybe that's what the partner meant when he said that tvu and kidneys is only when it fits this criteria, because sometimes it's not going to fit this criteria. So again, to quickly chazer, the Bartanura had said that when the Mishnah says tvu and kidneys, it meets these criteria, he says if it meets these criteria. So we pointed out that the Tosfos says, what do you mean if? It always meets this criteria. So that's what the Tosfos Hashem is saying. No, it is an if. Sometimes it doesn't always meet the all five of these criteria. Now Mishnah Hey says the Mishnah. And the Mishnah discusses which trees are obligated in Peah. Ubi Ilan, which trees are chayiv in Peah? Ha'og v'ha'charuvin, sumac and carobs, v'ha'egozim ashkedim, walnuts and almonds, v'agafanim v'rimonim, grapevines and pomegranates, v'azesim v'atamarim, and olives and dates, chayavin b'peah. All of those types of things are chayav in peah. Meaning, it's nothing magical about these items, it's just that these items happen to meet all of the criteria that are on the list. In the Chidushei Mahariach, on the side of the page, in the Chidushei Mahariach, he writes that near Be'enai va'afsha shinim v'sechus v'nachos d'zeisim l'katam b'sholosh v'pamim. He says, I have a kasha. How can you say that olives meet all three criteria? Meet all five criteria? One of the criteria is that likitasim kachas, that it's got one harvesting. Not true when it comes to zeisim. According to the Gemara v'nachos, zeisim are harvested three different times. Nimse in likitasim kachas al kolpanim kol chelik mehem nilkot bepamachas. Dainu arishon shura hashemesh v'asheni shesamuch l'gag v'ashlish shesamuch l'karka v'asilof gilano shein lehem shum zman kavua le'ezer chelik rak ezer prishon espasha locate. He says, no, even though olives are harvested three different times, that's based on where their placement on the tree is. If you have olives that are toward the top of the tree, so they ripen first, their harvesting is at a particular time, but then you harvest all of the olives at the top of the tree at that time. The olives are a little lower down, they get harvested a little bit later on, but then you harvest all of the middle olives at that time, and then the olives that are much lower, that are closest to the ground, get harvested afterwards, but then all of them. So it is considered to have a zman kavua, and that is considered the kitaso ka'acha. So to quickly chazer what we did today, so Mishnah Dalet tells us that in order to be chayiv in peah, there are five criteria. It needs to be food, it needs to be guarded as opposed to hefker, it needs to grow from the ground as opposed to mushrooms, it needs to all be harvested at the same time, and it needs to be something that you can store for a long period of time, and typically tvu and kidneys fits that criteria. Then Mishnah Hay told us about a variety of trees that do not meet all of these criteria, and included in that variety of trees that don't meet this criteria are rimonim and zesim and tamarim, and all of those things a variety of trees that do meet these that do meet the criteria and are chayiv in peah, right? That's what we said, that all of these things are obligated in peah, that they're examples of trees that meet all five of the criteria. We don't mention te'enim over here because te'enim are not l'kitaso ka'achas, are not always l'kitaso ka'achas, only tvu and kidneys, and all of these trees are l'kitaso ka'achas, but not te'enim. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Vav.